Merci beaucoup, Monsieur le Président. Ambassador Sack, dear Ambassador Mansour, and Director of the Division for Palestinian Rights, Mr. Tamburi, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. The timeliness of the United Nations International Conference in support of Israeli-Palestinian peace has shown once again that peace is possible and that a comprehensive agreement that realizes the two-state solution, resulting in the shared goal of the free and sovereign state of Palestine, living in prosperity and peace with Israel and all of its neighbors in mutual recognition of each other's legitimate rights, including self-determination, remains the only way forward. As various speakers have reiterated over the past 2 days, a sustainable peace can and will be achieved only through promoting an environment conducive to the success of the negotiating process. This includes encouraging both sides to refrain from actions that undermine trust, while taking concrete steps to create a more positive environment to return to meaningful negotiations. Both parties must live up to their commitments, consistent with Security Council resolutions 242 and 338, and resolve all the core issues, namely territory, security, Jerusalem, refugees, settlements, and water. Despite the setbacks over the years, and also as we heard here, different views of the participants, we still believe that most people on both sides still support the idea of two states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side. Understandably, the failure to reach a lasting and sustainable peace has led to frustration and the loss of hope for Palestinians and Israelis alike. We know this situation is not sustainable. The longer it lasts, the further we move away from the possibility of a peaceful outcome for this decades-long conflict. The United Nations stands ready to support any measure or initiative that aims to avoid a further deterioration of the situation on the ground and to reinvigorate the peace process. Just a few days ago, the Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, visited Israel and the State of Palestine and held consultations with the Israeli and Palestinian leaderships, including President Abbas, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and President Rivlin. He traveled to Gaza, where he viewed the reconstruction efforts underway. The quartet report will soon be released and is expected to reflect broad international consensus that the two-state solution remains the only path to achieve the national aspirations of both peoples and that this vision is under grave threat. The report, we believe, will also provide recommendations on the way forward to advance peace. The illegal settlement enterprise must cease. Palestinians must be given the right to build a future on their land. Terrorism and incitement to violence must also stop, while greater efforts towards unifying the West Bank and Gaza under one legitimate leadership in accordance with the PLO principles must be made. We are hopeful that the report will encourage the parties to start taking positive steps that will demonstrate their commitment to and create the conditions for an eventual return to negotiations for a long-lasting sustainable peace. The United Nations will continue its support to the work of the Committee on the Exercise of Inalienable Rights of Palestinian People through its important activities, which can make a unique contribution towards achieving our goal and provide a very important platform we have been witnessing during the last 2 days. Thank you very much.